It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Normally, we have Sheil Kapadia at this moment, but Sheil will join us at 3:30 because as we're trying to diagnose what's going on with the Eagles offense, we thought having someone who was trying to diagnose the same thing but was actually really, really good at it join us. That is Kurt Warner. Kurt, I appreciate your time today.
We got it. Good to talk to you guys.
How you doing, Kurt?
Hey, so, what's going on?
So you found Eagles Twitter earlier this week. Congratulations on that. but you were wondering something that we were. I'm just going to read it back just to provide context here. It's fascinating to me that through three different coordinators, the pass concepts run by the Eagles remains primarily the same. I would not expect that, especially this year with Kellen Moore, but maybe it's more about the QB than the coordinator in that respect. Could you, as you dive in to the Eagles offense, could you tell us, I guess, what you see and why perhaps those concepts are similar than they've been previous to this?
Yeah, first thing I'll say is I actually just posted a video because of the conversation this week on my YouTube page. It's just QB Confidential on YouTube. You can find it off of my Twitter account
too. Awesome.
Just breaking down this last game where, you know, kind of the comment came from. And so, you know, and again, it really just based off of what I've seen them do over the last couple of years. Now, when Coach Steichen was there, they were unbelievable in the run game and the RPO game. Concepts on the outside were fairly simple and basic, but it worked out great because teams had to load the box and do different things to stop the run and the RPOs. And so although the concepts were simpler on the outside, they were designed for, hey, when they're going to load the box, we don't need, you know, complicated concepts on the outside to win. We just need, you know, to have good players and good concepts. So everything worked together. They haven't been nearly as good at running the football, but not nearly as good with the RPO game the last couple of years. And so now it falls more onto, you know, playing, you know, drop back football than, you know, what they did that Super Bowl year. And so, you know, as that develops, you kind of assume that they're going to have to get more complicated and more creative and do some different things on the outside. You know, and I think part of that is why they've made the coordinator changes. Like, okay, you know, wasn't necessarily working last year when we couldn't do the run and RPO as well. And, you know, and then the pass game wasn't as good. So then Kellen Moore comes in and I expected more creativity and more shifts and motions and more formations and things like that. And then just, you know, again, more different concepts on the outside. And I'm seeing primarily the same sort of stuff. And so my comment was simply, okay, you bring in all these coordinators, but, you know, a lot of the past concepts stay the same, that it probably falls back more to what is Jalen comfortable with. And I think every offense should be built that way, is that you can have your tweaks and you can have your coordinators come in and do the things that they want to do, but you still, at the end of the day, need to build an offense that fits what your quarterback does well. But I'll just give you one example. So, you know, again, if you watch the video, you'll better understand this. But, you know, back when I played with the Rams, we had a digit system. So we used three digits for our routes. And so this is a route that I call 72. So a 7 is a corner route, and a 2, in this particular case, is an under route. So an inside breaking under route. And I'm not a big fan of that concept. I think it's a man-beating concept because you have guys going different directions. You're not isolating a zone with that. So I think it's a man-beating concept. And this is a concept that the Eagles have run for years, and they run it over and over and over in every game. And Jalen and A.J. are great at it, that A.J. has got such a great feel that even in zone coverage when I don't like it, they make it work more than most teams because A.J. finds the zone and they've got good timing. But, you know, to continually see that type of concept when I don't think it's a great zone beating concept, but to see it over and over again and see it year after year after year just lends me to say, oh, that's a concept that Jalen must be real comfortable with, and they are good at it. And so they run it continually, even with all these different coordinators. And so those are the kind of things that I'm seeing, you know, a lot of, you know, the same basic principles, and they'll run them over and over and over in a game. And although they have a little bit more motion and a little bit more doctoring up some of those concepts, they're still the same basic concepts that I've seen for a number of years. And it's just, again, it's just kind of surprising to me that I would continually expect to see more differences as you bring in a different offensive mind to change things up.
So I guess on a, just to follow up on that, then I guess it becomes a, there's sort of a breaking point where what the quarterback is comfortable with may not always be the thing that would be most effective, I guess, in trying to move the ball. So you mentioned them, they're not as successful in the RPO stuff. Is that just because it's been quote unquote figured out, or is that a personnel issue as to why they're not as successful running that sort of stuff?
Well, they don't run it as much.
Okay.
And I thought Coach Steichen was great at, you know, his creativity and how they did it and where they did it and really how often they did it. I mean, you can even go and watch the Colts now, and their offense is based off of RPOs now. You know, they do a lot of that stuff. So he just ran it at a higher rate than most people in the league. And Jalen's really good at it. And they had players, you know, that were really good at it. So I am kind of surprised that they don't run it more. And, you know, less stuff that leads to Jalen running the football and more stuff that leads to the quick pass game, loading the box, people selling out to stop the run. But that's another thing. They haven't been quite as good running the football during this stretch, you know, at the end of last year. You know, and obviously they've been a little bit better with Saquon this year. But, you know, they weren't as good at the end of last year running the football, so it, you know, maybe wasn't as effective. But it really did surprise me. You know, I thought if there would be one carryover from, you know, coordinator to coordinator, it would be that, because they were really so good at doing those things, and it puts so much pressure on the defense. You know, so that does surprise me a little bit. But I think that was the nature of how Coach Steichen wants to play and what he did. More than it's, you know, personnel. I mean, they still have the personnel. They still have players. They have good players on the outside, which is really where it's based. But it's based off of running the football, obviously getting people to sell out to stop the run, and then, you know, those easy, quick RPO passes off of it.
Kurt, we talk a lot around here about Jalen not being under center more. And we thought with Kellen Moore coming here that he would play from under the center a little bit more. Could you talk to us about the benefits for a quarterback and the offense of taking the ball from under center versus being in that shotgun all the time?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the biggest benefit is obviously run self. And I also think power run game. You know, I think anytime you can get a running back going downhill, you know, that they can just naturally be more effective. You know, they get their power going, that even if there's contact at the line of scrimmage, their power is going to take them for 2 and 3 yards. You're not getting guys going lateral and then having to get going down the field again. And so, you know, there's some backs that are really good at the lateral stuff and then exploding and hitting things quickly. But I just think, you know, the nature of good running back, get them going downhill with their shoulders. One cut, hit it, and you're going to gain positive yards more often. So it's, you know, I think it helps in the run game. But then it just helps with any kind of a sell in terms of play action. You know, I think the Detroit Lions are a great example. They run a bunch of stuff under center. They run a powered downhill run game, and they're great at play action, right? People have to sell out to stop, and you get movement by linebackers, and it creates a lot of big throw opportunities, especially over the middle of the field. And so, you know, that stuff, the naked bootlegs to me are really, really hard from the shotgun, because the ball's right there in front of the defensive end the whole time, and now you got to try to block the edge, and it just doesn't create the same sell. So I just think being under center, you know, lends itself to run game and play action much better than a shotgun does. And, you know, if you can do those two things, it can create a lot of easy, big play opportunities for your quarterback.
Kurt Warner with us. So, Kurt, I wanted to ask you one other thing about another tweet that I think is maybe applicable. Is, you said something regarding that you were frustrated watching current quarterbacks because they're going for the completion rather than reading the defense. And we see that in completion percentages, by the way. We see very high completion percentages, but offense is maybe not as dynamic as we see, as you would expect with those completion percentages. Curious whether you see any of that with the Eagles specifically, or whether that was just a general comment about the NFL.
No, I mean, I don't know if I necessarily see that with the Eagles okay. as much. You know, I feel like, you know, Jalen knows where he wants to go with the football. I think he still needs to improve on getting through his reads and progressions. But I feel like he does a decent job, you know, when he drops back of knowing where he wants to start the progression. And, you know, so my comment is more about, you know, there's a lot of guys in the league that when they drop back and they're looking at things that I would never expect them to look at based on their concept that they've got, you know, that they're running. Like, you know, that concept is not good against that coverage. Why are you looking over there? And then not only are they looking over there, you know, they're jamming a throw in there or throwing a completion there that they should never be throwing, right? But it's just kind of like, hey, I'm going to drop back and look over here, and then I'm going to try to find one of those guys open, as opposed to really knowing where their eyes should be, you know, based on the coverage or based on the play that they have called. And so, I don't see it as much with Daylon. I want to continue to see him get better at going from one to two to three and working quicker through his progressions. But I feel like he does a pretty good job of getting his eyes started in the right spot and knowing where he wants to be early in the down.
Kurt, one final question is just about Kellen Moore in general. Previous to coming here, having watched offenses that he has run prior to this, what was your, just in terms of how good he is, what were you impressed with Kellen Moore previous to coming to the Eagles?
Yeah, I really like what I've seen from Kellen in the past. I think he's creative. I think he has good concepts. I think he does a nice job of using motions and formations and stuff to create some easy opportunities for his quarterback, which, you know, is something that we're always looking for in this day and age, especially with, and not necessarily in Philly, but when I look around the league at a lot of young quarterbacks, you know, one thing that an offensive coordinator can really benefit them with is creating some easy opportunities for them so they don't have to play the game at a high level early on. And so I felt like, you know, there's a lot of pieces within his offense that I've really liked in the past and things that he's done for his quarterback that have been, you know, very, very helpful.
All right, Kurt. Well, we appreciate you joining us. Again, the YouTube channel is QB Confidential, and there is a brand new breakdown over there about what you're seeing with the Eagles offense. We appreciate you, and please do not judge all of us by your experience on Twitter with Eagles fans.
Oh, man, guys, you know, it's part of what I like about Twitter is having conversations.
All right, brother.
I don't like it when people come and, you know, just throw, you know, insults out there. But if you're willing to have a conversation, I'm all about having a conversation. I don't tweet about things that I don't believe or that I'm not watching the tapes to know. So it's all good. I enjoy it.
Well,
you guys have a good one.
When you find those people that are willing to just have a conversation, you give us their names because we would like to meet those folks too. Thank you, Kurt.
All right, guys.
All right, brother.
Take care.
All right, appreciate you. Well, I mean, I guess offensively, it comes down, if you're frustrated watching the Eagles offensively, it truly, based on everything we know about Kellen Moore, and I respect Kurt Warner a lot, mm-hmm. you know, from an offensive perspective, you know, he ran one of the greatest offenses we've ever seen, you know, so I have to believe it is just one of two things. It is either Jalen or it is Nick. Those are the two, because it just doesn't add up to, in my opinion, it doesn't add up to Kellen Moore based on everything we've seen from Kellen Moore.
Yeah.
I mean,
it has to be Jalen.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, that's, yeah. I mean, that's really what it is. I mean, that's really what, if it's the same offense that's been run the last few years, well, they're running the offense that he wants to run. And they sit down with him and go through, okay, what plays do you like? You know, what are you comfortable with? They aren't going to put stuff in the game plan that he isn't comfortable with, right? So a lot of the stuff is stuff that he's comfortable with.
Right.
It just has to be. I mean, listen, I was one who put it on Kellen Moore. But here's the funny thing, is I wanted him to sort of adjust his game plan to fit Jalen. Well, he has.
He did. Yeah, it's not good enough. Yeah.
Yes. He basically watered down the offense, and it's not complicated enough to move. Dude, the most jarring thing I heard was Dan Orlowski say, they've gotten 22 yards on an opening drive in five games? Is that possible?
It seems like an issue.
Yeah, that's 4.4 yards per drive.
So I got to thinking, I'm like, yeah, the Falcon game. I mean, not the Falcon game. The Packer game, it was an interception on third down.
Right, yeah, I forgot about that.
And they lost yardage.
Yep.
They went backwards.
Yep.
The Falcon game, I don't even remember what happened on the first. It had to be a three and out, right? No
had
first down.
It
had to be.
It had to be. The Bucs game was a lock three and out.
Bucs game was definitely a lock three
Browns,
and out.
Browns three and out.
Saints was probably three and out.
Well, they didn't score until the fourth quarter of the Saints game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's unbelievable.
Yeah. I think, you know, and as far as the things they're looking for Kellen Moore, look, the motion thing is up. You know, it's up. They're running, they have pre-snap motion in almost 50% of their plays, which is way up. But pre-snap motion is not going to be a be-all, end-all.
Yes.
Defensive players see that all the time.
Yes.
The guy goes
we
from
call
one
it window dressing.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
It goes from one side to the other side. The defensive player points it out. It's over. You know, that's not changing anything.
There's only so much you can do. No, it's and then the under-the-center stuff. All right, so you heard all the benefits of doing that.
Especially as a running team.
Yeah, so I didn't want to put Kurt Warner in a position of asking him why don't the Eagles do it because he doesn't know that answer. I just wanted to know the benefits of doing it. And it's everything that we want the team to be able to do better.
You run the ball, run play action.
Play action,
bootleg. But by the way, the bootleg stuff, the naked bootleg stuff would benefit Jalen.
Yeah.
The screen passes to Saquon Barkley would benefit the offense.
Everybody's talking about the guy, Ben. Was it Ben Johnson in Detroit?
Yeah.
Yeah, you think Jalen can run that offense? I don't think so. If we've watered down what Kellen Moore was doing as an OC, Ben Johnson is going to come here and be like, hold on, man.
Right.
This ain't even my offense anymore.
And what I think about is this why they haven't gone after a Shanahan tree guy? Because the Shanahan tree, the base of it is really...
Oh, it's all of that, yeah.
It's under center, handing the ball off, and throwing over the middle of the field on crossing
routes. Play actions, bootlegs, all that stuff.
That's what it is. I mean, that's all these offenses that we see kind of taking over the league, and the Eagles aren't there.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Andrew in West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys. This weekend is a must win, and here's why I don't have faith that they're going to get it. Mm-hmm. Coming up on last week's game, I kept saying to people, you know what? I got everybody healthy. Everybody's back. They're going to be back to a power offense. You know, they're going to be lighting it up. And we did see some from Brown, but as you know, I was at that game and it left a lot to be desired. And you know what? They had two full weeks to come up with a plan and they still came out super slow. They had two full weeks to practice with healthy guys and put the offense back out there that we're used to seeing. It's not what we saw at all. And they did it. They failed to do it against what might be the worst team in the NFL.
Yeah, I agree. Now, they're not the worst defense in the NFL, but they did have...
Definitely are the worst offense.
Definitely the worst offense, yeah. And I think we would all agree the defense played fine on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But I agree with you on the offense. And it was actually disconcerting to me to hear Jordan Mailata say that the execution issues are the reason that they're having those problems. Now, he might be... Because they're all good players. It's frustrating to me. Now, I think overall, there are bigger issues. And I think Kurt Warner pointed at that overall. But not looking sharp at the beginning of the game, where, like you were saying earlier, those are the plays that those should be your best plays, that you know the best, that you've practiced the most.
Yep.
And they can't seem to get on the same page with it. So,
and they had 2 weeks to get ready.
Right.
Two weeks.
Andrew, for those Disturbed tickets, give us a face of the 2000s.
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, that's a good one.
Ooh.
That's a good one. Boy, not just a face.
Yeah, boy. Slow down.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Andrew.
Yeah. Cupcakes. Yeah. Man.
That'll be next question tomorrow.
Boy, I almost got a 10-incher. Hey, Kim K took the world by storm, man.
She did. You know,
Ray J.
By the way, Kurt Warner, kind of a face of the 2000s. Not the, but as far as
greatest show on turf
football players go.
Sir.
And I actually feel a little bad for him because he, and you just said it after he hung up the phone, he's sort of like twisting himself, and somebody mentioned this on Twitter, he's sort of twisting himself into a pretzel to not say Jalen.
Yeah.
And people sort of get bullied into not saying Jalen for one reason or another. Mm-hmm. And they feel worried to say, hey, the quarterback should be doing X, Y, and Z. And if they're doing X, Y, and Z and not doing this, then it's on him. He has gotten better at some things this year, but I think his progression to being what they need him to be at this point has not happened fast enough, or as fast as we would want it to happen to see the sort of performance that we want to see.
Yeah.
You know? All right. Coming up next, another guy that looks at the tape. Shiel Kapadia, another Baldman like you, Ike.
Yeah, yes.
So,
another face of the 2000s.
Another face of the 2000s, yes. I think that would be a winning answer, Shiel Kapadia. So Shiel joins us next to try and diagnose the issues with the offense. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I can't fix the Eagles' offense, but I can fix your issue as to where to get stuff for your pets, your dog or your cat. It's Dogs and Cats Rule. It's the only place. It's the only place. I can't explain to you the relief I have when I go there and I ask them a question about what to feed one of our dogs, and they just have great answers, and they know why. It is the best staff at any pet store you've ever been to. There's 7 locations, and the lead dog, George Perenni, has made sure there is staff in each one of those locations to answer those questions, and the quality of products they have is high. Local products, local food, local supplements, treats, and high quality. And not just that, we're heading into Halloween, so you need a costume for your dog. Our dogs dress up for Halloween. Ike, do your dogs dress up for Halloween? I bet that's a no.
Yes.
Oh, they do.
Yes.
Oh, is that a wife?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I can't wait to dress up old Herbie.
Yeah, in a bumblebee costume. Or something. So they have that at Dogs and Cats Rule. Ladybug. Yeah. Poor Herbie. Every time we put Rebel in a giraffe costume once, and I was like, you poor son of a bitch. Also, they have coats and sweaters and fleeces, all that stuff at Dogs and Cats Rule. As I mentioned, 7 locations: Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Bluebell in PA, Pennington, and Princeton in New Jersey. The website is dogsandcatsrule.pet. Shop small. Shop local. Shop family.